trying to like get it in, and I was just like, I'm not turned on from this. I feel like goblins fucking under a bridge. It's wet. I'm so exposed.
Welcome to Emma and Cass Do. Thanks to our expert guests, Honey Do Me has brought you episodes all about how to. We've learned how to get kinky, how to ride cowgirl, how to give life-changing handjobs, and so much more.
But we think it's high time to tell you how it went.
So we're here to overshare and give you an honest review from the perspective of two complete amateurs.
Mm-hmm. So get ready, because in this episode, we're getting wet with shower sex.
Hi, hello.
Hi, hello, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good. I was like, I am also, but you didn't ask me.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good to be back in the honey hole.
Good to be back in the honey hole. It feels like it's been a really long time. It hasn't.
Yeah, especially for you as the listener.
Yes.
It's been a week.
Just a week.
But here we are, mm-hmm. ready to shower you in our love.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was a nice one. I'm going to take a quick pull from my wine bottle.
A quick pull. I don't think that's what they call it when mm-hmm. you drink out of a wine bottle, is it?
I'm going to.
All right.
That's all I have. I need to like amp up.
Yeah. We're doing the thing.
And I'm like a little nervous.
We're getting intimate. This is very intimate. Emma has new experiences to share, as do I.
Yeah. It's just scary. I'm going to do one more.
One quick one.
You said showering. So what exactly are we talking about?
We're talking about shower sex. Mm-hmm. So this is a topic that Emma and I have been interested in for so long and have had so many questions in. And the thing is, we never really found a way to get those answers.
No, we didn't. To get those questions answered.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we kind of just went head first. I mean, I can speak for myself and say I did quite a bit of research. Mm-hmm. And then I just went for it and tried shower sex.
I love our personality differences because you say you did research and I was just like, nah. Bring everything you got, Norman. Come on.
I'm tapping you in, Norms.
Tapping you in, Stormin' Norman. Let's bring it together.
And you did.
Yeah. So that's the difference in our personalities. But I think we both had different experiences.
Yes.
Which we still haven't talked about. And I'm so excited to talk about them.
So excited. We're actually going to start off talking about shower water masturbation.
Shower water masturbation. That yes. sounds like I'm an amphibian. Like
it's something you have to do to wet your skin.
Ew.
To
I
moisten
don't like
yourself.
It. Sounds like I'm being birthed.
You're a lizard.
I know.
Embrace it.
Shower water.
You're a lizard, honey.
Sloshing.
I sloshed. So tell me about your experience with shower masturbation.
Okay.
Do you want
what
me to get
grabbing?
Up
my paper?
Oh, okay.
A diagram that I made. It's like pictures I took.
Pictures. Feels intimate. I get why you were nervous.
We're also posting all my pictures on the internet. Just
yes.
kidding. We're not.
On our OnlyFans.
Do you like how clean my notes are?
Beautiful.
You can
gorgeous.
We both can read them. I cannot read them. Okay, so I did two different types of shower masturbation.
Okay.
And my first go at it was standing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a stander when I masturbate. I wouldn't say I take that position commonly.
Just wherever you're at.
I'm doing it right now.
I sleep standing up. I masturbate standing up.
You can't stop me and you can't see me doing it. So
I'm just behind a curtain.
I'm powerful. It's really sneaky.
Yeah.
No. So I brought my Old Faithful, which is my pink Balesa vibrator mm-hmm. with me. So first and foremost, I was terrified of just like short circuiting somewhere with a motor in the shower with
yes,
me.
Yes, that's a big fear that we both had going into
yeah.
this was like, can I bring an electronic
yes.
into the shower
with me? So I stood at like the edge of the shower because I was just scared of getting it wet initially.
So does that even count?
It does count because I you know, once I got more into it.
You're like, I don't have a damn in the world.
So that was actually really interesting for me because it was like a different sensation, one, because I was in the shower, and two, because I'd never really done it standing up. Mm-hmm. But it actually came really quickly.
I came really quickly.
She came really quickly. It was really fun. It was, I was like Jack Morgan. I was Captain.
I was going to say jackhammering.
Jackhammering like, the shit out of it. I was Captain Morgan stancing it. 1 foot on the edge of the tub. And yeah, then you were. My vibe in one hand.
Because that's like an internal vibe.
It was. I don't know if I used it that way though. I think it was. I just used it externally.
You just wanted full potential.
Yeah, I just wanted a potential, a little tease. Yeah. You know. But it was really fun, and it like I don't know why people would do it in the shower. Like I wouldn't say like, oh, I can't wait to masturbate in the shower. Mm-hmm. You know.
But I can think of a few reasons because I know that we've had listeners talk about vibrators being too loud because they live with roommates, they're with family. I mean, COVID changed a lot of people's living situations, I think. And so I know that even ones that I don't consider loud, people were like, it's way too fucking loud for my house. So I think in the shower is a great way to mask that.
Okay.
If you're feeling uncomfortable about people hearing.
Gotcha.
And I think also if like maybe masturbation isn't, if you're not super comfortable with masturbation in and of itself, it feels very private.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't know. So I feel like it's a good way to start. Yeah, maybe, with
that's
a vibrator.
Very true. I'm not someone that has to think of that.
Yes.
Because I live on opposite ends with my roommate, so I don't care about sound.
You also and don't she, care if she
I also
hears.
Don't care if she hears me. And I don't have any problem with masturbating all the time. Mm-hmm. So for me, I was thinking like how in the pleasure sense is this more beneficial?
Right.
I really like your point though about benefits for other people though. And
you're just a selfish bitch.
I'm just selfish.
Self-centered. I don't know.
I mean, it's my podcast. It's just about me. I don't know why else anyone's here.
I mean,
sorry. Are we all here for different reasons? Sorry. So that was one, and it was really fun. I liked it. Great reviews. I love a standing orgasm. That was really fun. It felt a little bit different. It felt more like it could go right up and down, you know?
Were you facing the shower or away from it?
I was facing away from the shower.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to get my toy, like, really, really
soaking.
Wet. Yes.
Soaking
wet.
You were the only thing soaking your toy. I wish I didn't say that.
I wish you didn't just say that to your best friend.
But I said it.
But you did, and you can't take it back because I heard it with my ears.
You said worse things to me.
Yeah. Anyway. So that was really fun. And then I tried it laying down as well. And that...
With the shower?
Because I really wanted to get a faucet waterfall.
Right.
For the bath. It's all that's also
like an extender.
Yes. From Lovability. Mm-hmm. I wanted that one. I just didn't have time to get it. I didn't have the tools to make one. So
PVC pipe. Got that shit.
I was
in
really
half.
Gonna do that, but I was like, Emma, don't fuck up your bath for that.
It's called the Lovability water slide, for those of you that are wondering.
And I really wanted it. But I tried to make it work because I thought people also use their shower heads. Like we've talked about that, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I thought maybe that would be a thing. And I was very distracted because it was like spitty, the water.
Ah.
It wasn't like a full sensation. A
nice flow.
It wasn't a steady stream, I'll say. So I was very distracted. And like I couldn't like drop into my body at all. I was just like very... There was water in my face. There was kind of water down there. And I had my vibrator. And it was just like a lot going on.
So for specifics, so you're laying on your back.
Uh-huh.
Head is on the opposite end of the shower head.
Yes.
And you're trying to have the water go on your vulva? Was that the point? Okay.
Yes.
Were you using a toy at that point? Or you were trying to just have the shower head be...
Just will the water into my vulva and give me
orgasm.
I was
like, that doesn't sound great at all.
No, I had my... toy with me, my vibrator as well.
That makes
sense.
Then
that kind of took away from it because if I have my vibrator, then I'm not feeling the water.
Right. It's like too overwhelming.
It was just a lot. And so I was like, none of this is fun. And I just stopped.
Yeah. To be honest, that was kind of my initial thought with using any sort of like shower head or not necessarily a shower head, but like a... Like something like the water slide
or
something out of the faucet was like, is it intense enough?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't sound intense enough. And maybe I've ruined my vagina.
Perhaps.
My clitoris in particular.
Uh-huh.
From very amazing toys.
But I also didn't really get, because I love like switching it up, the rhythm too.
Yeah.
So I'm with you as
you're
well.
Like turning it off, turning it off.
What like what a complicated orgasm.
So cold, burning hot.
Temperature play, water play. Ugh. God, that just she would be so upset at me.
Yeah, that sounds not fun.
Vagina. But yeah, I just didn't get any type of sensation that mm-hmm. was worth noting, so I just stopped.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think for me, I have tried once using like a shower head that what
detaches.
Is it called? A detachable shower head.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I wasn't intending to use it for that purpose. I was just trying to clean my whole body at first. And then I was like, I kind of get it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
that would be better.
I mean, it was definitely, well, yeah, because you can control all of that. I feel like it makes a lot more sense than trying to lay down and will the water or anything like that. I'm sure the water slide is amazing.
Yeah.
I can't picture it. But the shower head, the detachable shower head, it worked well enough. I didn't orgasm or anything. It was like fine.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't great. Maybe if you haven't used vibrators very much or you are looking for like an affordable toy or
I don't know, you already have at home.
Yeah. I feel like then totally that would be a great sensation.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it just wasn't the shit.
Yeah. Wasn't the shits.
I did bring my like clitoral stimulator into the shower. So my Satisfyer Pro 2, my favorite thing in the world. Yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. Again, I think to be honest, I didn't do this recently.
Yeah, I was going to ask, was this recently?
No, I realized it came back to me in a flash. A flash, I tell you.
A flash of memory.
And I realized that I would do it at my older apartment when I was a little more nervous about the idea of having my partner hear my vibrator because I was kind of new to using any sort of toy. And so just the idea of him listening was kind of like, I don't know if I'm totally ready for that. Not that he would ever judge me for anything. We talk about sex all the time.
Right.
But at that point, I just didn't feel totally ready for that. So I think that was the main reason I actually did use it in the shower. And it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with standing orgasms. but that was my first experience with it. And it was great. It was really fun. I definitely felt like a goblin at certain points because I was like hunching over because the orgasms were great as always from that toy.
Uh-huh.
But then I was like thinking about how I looked and I was like, I hope
don't you
not,
hate that.
I hope God isn't watching.
I hope big man upstairs, if you could shade your eyes from this embarrassment,
look away.
Like he has anything sinning. Better to do than to watch you have an orgasm.
He does shout. I'm sorry. I don't know which God we're talking about.
I don't know. I also, now that you say right when you were starting to date, you would go in there or whatever.
I'd go in there. Go in there. The bee room. In the shitter.
In the shitter. I remember also doing that. Like just finishing in there, you know?
Yeah.
After maybe you've had sex but you didn't finish, but like it was a little too awkward to like mention anything. And then just like deciding like, I'm going to take a shower. And then I just have a shower by myself.
I'm going to go take a nasty
like
shower.
And lock the door.
Yeah.
You can't come in. Bye.
I know. Because like I normally wouldn't lock the door, but
yes,
those were times
but
that
then
I
you
did.
Do.
And so he'd like try and come in and he's like, what's going
I'm
on?
I'm either pooping or having an orgasm without
you. I don't
you.
Know. I must have accidentally flicked it when I walked
so
in.
So weird. I'll see you in 10.
Yeah.
I'll see you in 10.
Give me a solid 12.
Yeah. And I'll, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Step away from the door.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what has been your experience so far with shower sex then? Because I started mine with masturbation.
Yeah.
Where are you?
With overall, like you want the full Monty right now? Is that what you're asking?
You can give me the full Monty or you can start wherever you feel most comfortable.
Oh, God. Let's just say it hasn't gone as smooth as masturbation.
Okay.
I would say for me, shower sex has been trial and error.
You're so excited to figure out answers.
I know. And I feel like I did. And it's not like I didn't have a ton of fun doing it. It was very much like when we do stuff for the podcast, I'm very like, okay, we're doing this. We're gonna fucking make it work.
Uh-huh.
Like if you listened to our first Emma and Cass do,
yes.
I struggled with getting the penis in my butt.
In your butt.
But I made it work.
But
I don't think my partner was super excited when I was like, no, we're making it work.
Surprised you stayed hard with marching orders like those.
I mean, maybe he's into it.
Maybe.
Anyways, so I was very much like, I had such an open mind going into this that I was willing to try a lot of things. And I think that's one of my biggest takeaways for shower sex is like I had penetrative intercourse in the shower. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, at least for me, I would really need that to be with somebody that I trusted and was super comfortable with, because there were so many things that did not work. Mm-hmm. That if I did this in the first month of dating this person, I don't know if we would still be together, because it was so awkward and I looked so awkward and he looked so awkward. And it was just like, oh, it was uncomfortable.
You guys are such troopers.
We are troopers. And we're obviously very, very comfortable with each other. And so it worked out well for us because we were willing to try all of these things. But regardless.
Tell me where you started. Tell me your first endeavor.
Yes. So we actually tried having shower sex a few months ago. And I had no ideas going in. I was like, of course this is going to work. He's just going to like lift me up or something. Like in the movies.
Like in the movie. But it's very slippery. I would not trust anyone to hold me in the shower.
Well, I tried. But that's
Cass,
not the point. That's
Cassandra
not the point.
Rose, you could have gotten a concussion. You're slippery. You're fragile. You're clumsy.
Like a fruit.
You bruise like a peach.
Mm-hmm.
You really shouldn't be doing dangerous things.
I know.
Please continue.
Anyways,
I'll stop.
Thanks, Mom.
I'll stop lecturing about shower sex.
Anyway, so this was a few months ago, and we just kind of jumped into it. And to be honest, we haven't had a lot of standing sex. That's not really something that we've done. And it just wasn't working that first time. It was like we couldn't get the right angle. And then we tried sitting. Like, he was sitting on his butt on the ground, and then I was, like, basically getting into, like, a cowgirl-ish position, but we were both sitting upright.
Okay.
But my shower's too narrow for our fucking legs.
Yeah.
So it didn't work at all.
Okay.
And it was just, like, squished in, and so we just gave up and we had sex somewhere else.
We just left.
Honestly, we did. We just dried off and we're like, this is fucking stupid. I don't know why people do this. And then we decided we wanted to do this episode. And so I was like, okay, we're trying it again. We did like a lot of different foreplay stuff in the shower. So there was like hand stuff. We both like did oral on each other.
did oral on each other.
I did weed too.
You did alcohol and weed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then you did oral in the shower.
And one thing I will say about the oral was that was something I was worried about, because like choking in the water and drowning in particular was the word that I think I would use.
Yeah.
And so I think that was actually a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, because we just used our bodies to block the water from each other. So for when he was going down on me, I actually kind of like put my hand like to block the water from his face, because I'm a goddamn angel.
You're really nice.
And I'm for the people.
The commoners, the
people. And so I just wanted to help him out. And that was fun. Honestly, the position for that was kind of hard, because like he's not even that tall, but he's taller than me. And so it was like being able to get down there.
What position was he in?
He was on his knees.
Okay. I have a different one, so I'm excited.
Fun.
That's what I needed to ask.
And I ended up honestly kind of like being propped up on one of like the shelves of our
shower. A soap dish.
Yes, I was in a soap dish.
You're so tiny.
I was the little soap.
You're a little soap.
A little rock soap. I love rock soaps. They're so beautiful.
Can you continue with the sex talk?
Yes. And that was great. It was so much fun. I really made sure to like block his face. But yeah, the only hard thing was like, how do you get down there in
how
a comfortable way
her?
Without like, you know, putting your neck out was my concern. But yeah, we figured it out in that way.
Like an airplane pillow. That's
honestly, that's what I was worried about. My neck is sensitive. So it is what it is. It was a little easier when I gave him a blowjob in the shower, because honestly, he just stood with his back to the water.
Yes.
And then I didn't have to maneuver under anything. Mm-hmm. It was just right in my face.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. Pointing straight at me.
Straight.
Easy to find.
In my face.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then we decided, let's have actual intercourse, because that's what this fucking episode is about.
Yes.
Not really.
It's all like, of this I is sex. Haven't. So
all of this is sex. So one of my big concerns going into this was condoms and lube, because my partner has a penis and I have a vagina. Pregnancy is a worry. and we use condoms. That's the birth control that we use. Mm-hmm. So we ended up just using it like normal and using the lube, and nothing happened. I don't know why I thought
what
it would
mean,
like
nothing happened.
nothing was wrong.
Oh, nothing went wrong. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Which
got
was
it.
Always my fear. I was like, no, you can't use a condom in the water.
It really doesn't feel like it should make sense.
It just doesn't. I was like, the water's going to get inside or something.
Right. Water and balloon dick.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Then...
Water balloon dick. The common ailment. We all know.
We all know.
We've all heard of
had
it.
That thought.
And yeah, we did use lube because water is not a lube. It is not going to keep you sustained.
Correct.
So don't think of that as a substitute. I think that's an important takeaway. That's something we've gotten from multiple yes. experts letting us know.
That and spit.
Yeah. Water and spit are not lube.
Yes.
I mean, if it's an emergency, spit is better than
nothing.
Going in dry. We did use a more like silicone
yes.
lube mm-hmm. because it lasted longer, which was important because we had so many trial and errors. So I guess I was lucky he stayed hard
yes.
for that long as well. It was fun having like the steamy hot water because we didn't do cold because that
sounds
super
terrible.
Fun mm-hmm. for anybody. Sounds like it's good. I know it's good for your health, but in that case,
it's good for your hair.
Can't be good for
if you dye your hair. It's good to shower in the cold.
Yeah. So the first thing that we tried was like a doggy style type position.
Okay.
So I bent over, like
yeah,
you know
did.
What I mean. Not on. I wasn't on hands and
knees. Yeah, you did.
I was like standing up and bent over, uh-huh. and like he came up behind
showed you
me.
The 50 states.
You didn't.
Sorry. I have nothing else to add.
I saw California. Maybe. I didn't even see the full West Coast. Okay, but here's the thing.
I circled around.
I think that height is so important for this, and so is the curve of the penis. That's yeah. one of my major themes from this, because I think my partner's curve of his penis doesn't necessarily allow for much shower sex.
Okay, where does it, how, where and how?
It curves... Like,
Jürgen, how does your penis curve? He's just right on the other side of the door.
How would you do, like a shooting star?
Cute. Okay.
Yeah. Does that make, or a waterfall?
Yeah.
So it curves down.
Okay.
So with.
I'm so sorry. You're right. You're 10 feet away from me.
Oh, I have so much more to share
I'm
about
so excited.
His side of this because.
His side of this. I'm just going
to
keep drinking.
There were some awkward moments to it.
This is good for me.
Because this is good for me, too. So we were trying doggy style, right? We're both standing. He's coming up from behind. Like, taking me from behind or whatever.
Taking you from behind.
But the thing is, he's too tall.
Uh-huh.
So he is bending his knees, right? But I'm able to, like, see through my legs because I'm, like, bent down. So I'm watching this man, like, squat.
Crouch.
Crouch, yes.
Yeah.
Crouch and try and get his penis that is not shaped. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with his penis, but it's just not shaped necessarily for this position.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, get it in. And I was just like, I'm not turned on from this. I feel like goblins fucking under a bridge.
Like
it's wet. It's so exposed.
Uh-huh.
Like the light in a bathroom is not.
You didn't even light candles or anything?
No.
Oh.
A slut.
I'm just kidding. Well, call me a slut.
I feel like what I did not lighting candles would probably be a little more slutty.
That's sluttier.
Yeah.
I am a slut for dim light. So.
Yeah. We love
hiding
sluts.
Shadows is more what I'm sluts for.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, so I just felt like a goblin. It was not comfortable, and it wasn't working either. Because he did get it in, but it was the, like, crouched over.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't into it. And when you're able to see the full thing, maybe if I wasn't looking, but then I would have just had to press my face against the side of the...
That's
not
what
you want.
In a
not sexy way.
Yeah.
So we nixed that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tried... Like him picking me up and holding me up against the wall.
Ugh, it gives me so much anxiety for the both of you.
He has large feet, so maybe it's like stabilizers.
He's planted.
He's
grounded.
He's rooted. He's definitely rooted to the ground.
Rooted in.
Mother Earth is holding him tight. But again, it was hard because his penis just isn't curved the right way. So I really think that you could make both of those positions work if the height isn't a big issue for the first one and if the penis is curved more up.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is also totally a thing. I think everybody's penis is curved differently, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'll get to me. Okay. But you go to you.
So I feel like though either of those positions would work perfectly well for somebody who did have a penis curved in that way.
Uh-huh.
It was slippery. That is something to consider. Uh-huh. We have like a handlebar in our shower, and you can also buy suction cup handlebars.
Yeah.
You can buy suction cup handcuffs, like shower sex handcuffs.
Yes. Yes. You can. And I want them.
I know. I was like, did you have them?
No, but I want them.
It sounds so fun. So what we ended up...
Were you getting pruny? You're in there for a long time.
Yes.
Getting a little wilty.
I'm committed to this. Anyways. Sorry. I just want to show the process.
Yeah.
Because I think I've never heard anybody talk about that process.
No.
To be totally honest. And I thought it would be a lot easier than it was.
Because immediately all you see when it's portrayed cinematically, it's like immediately like, ah, you know?
Yes.
And then it's like, that's not real. I'm apparently not upset. I'm bent in troll feet.
Yes.
You know, it's like there's a lot going on.
Yeah. So we did end up finding something that worked.
Okay.
And what we ended up doing is he sat on like the edge of the tub.
Ooh, I like this already.
Oh my God, it was so good. Okay. And then I got on top of him, like facing him.
Yeah. Okay.
So kind of like,
so were you legs out of the tub?
I don't fucking remember. Maybe they were.
They would have to be. So he was facing into the tub.
Into the tub. I was facing out of it. The shower was still like on us.
Right.
But then I stabilized by grabbing the bar behind me. And it was fucking amazing.
I love that.
It was so good.
Love that.
Yeah. So it took a lot of maneuvering, but in the end, it was really worth it. I will share a funny story from that because we started doing that, like thrusting more.
Uh-huh.
And I was on top, so I was in charge. And then
I was in charge.
This noise. And I thought it was his ass against the, like, what is it?
The porcelain. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that's so awkward because it was making like this farting noise every time I went up and down. And I was like, oh my God, is this good? Like, this is, so this position doesn't work. And he starts laughing, like uncontrollably laughing. And he's like, I can't stop. He was fucking farting.
Oh my God.
And it was so loud against the porcelain. But I was like, I really thought it was just like his ass on the porcelain. So when I was like going up and down, it kept making the noise.
Oh my God.
And I was like, how could you do that to me?
He did that to you, to your face.
It's a steamy hot room. That's disgusting.
Oh my God. He couldn't hold it.
He was the more he laughed too, it was just like,
I wish he was here right now for this part. I feel like we should bring him in. Just a farty little gassy bean.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Well, I'm really happy about that position. So did you do research to figure out that position, or was that all Cass and your?
Honestly, I did research to figure out every other position. That was the only one that I thought of in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked for us. It worked for our body types, his penis type.
Yeah.
I wish the farting hadn't happened. Then it would have been
too.
Like truly great, but because
I think a lot of
care
us
about
agree.
Myself, I kept going. Gots to see it through, my boy.
Gots to see it through, my man.
And I did, and I had a wonderful orgasm, and it was great. It was really fun. And one of the things that I did really like about being in the shower, because part of me was like, okay, but why do this in the shower? I have said this time and time again, I have a big issue with body fluids.
Yeah.
But when you're in the shower, everything is water.
Yes. Yes, correct.
Air quotes.
Everything is water.
And so for me, that was fantastic because I didn't have to think about sweat or anything like that, which really grosses me out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was great. I loved that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well done. Do we have an applause?
Yay!
Woo!
That was a big risk pushing that button.
I guessed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I had, I would say any sex in the shower is successful.
Sure.
If you tried it, you're a success.
If you attempted.
But I had shower sex to completion. We'll say that.
Love it for both of you.
Yes.
Even farty little gassy bean.
Even.
I love it though. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I didn't have intercourse. I didn't have penetrative
Lame.
Sex.
I'm just kidding.
I failed. No, I didn't fail. I had only oral sex.
Love it.
In the shower. I was really excited to hear your positioning because mine felt a little clunky.
Clunky. So, oh, mine was clunky as hell.
Clunky as hell.
Shower sex is clunky.
So I stumbled upon a partner to have this stuff
with. Out in the streets.
I plucked him and I brought him home and we tried some stuff because we had an episode to do. Mm-hmm. And I am a businesswoman first.
And a woman second.
And a woman second. So there we go.
Goddess third.
Goddess is third.
Dog mom fourth. I can go all day.
What's fifth? Alcoholic.
Oh, dirty rice maker.
Excuse me?
You make dirty rice.
I do, but that was not what I was expecting you to say.
You're really proud of it, though.
I'm really good at it.
So I'm going to make that number Aww, five.
Thank you for remembering.
And then you're a dream
witch,
me. Six.
Yeah. So yes, I had oral sex in the shower. And that is the first time I've ever had oral sex in the shower. So what happened first, chicken or egg? Okay, I went down on him first in the shower.
I was like, I hope there was no chicken, no eggs no involved. Eggs.
We had breakfast in the shower.
Ugh.
That would be so
watery eggs.
Gross.
Yuck.
Ugh. So I was nervous because me, as someone who's had knee surgery, I have troublesome knees. And that was porcelain or whatever the fuck is in our bathtub.
So if you fall...
No.
You're done.
Like, my knees on the tub.
Oh, I get it.
As a motherfucker. So I'm trying to be sexy. I'm trying to be fun and like, look at me go. And I'm like, oh my God, the calcium buildups on my kneecaps are hurting.
You should have put down a towel, my dude.
Just like such a fucking
That was
production.
Something an expert told
I
us.
I know, and I should have, but I didn't.
That's
and
okay.
I,
I'm not judging you. There's no shoulds here.
There's no
it's
shoulds.
It's just what happened. Just there's next just time.
Next time.
Maybe a towel would prevent calcium buildup.
Yeah.
Is that something that was actively happening or it happened and then
no,
it was
No, it already
an issue.
Happened. Look at my knee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You should
That's
get
my
that
ACL.
Removed. Sorry, no shoulds.
Sorry, no shoulds. Don't should me right now.
I'm trying to not shit on you.
Don't shit on me. I've had
no,
enough.
No, it's fine.
Don't
There's
look at it.
There's nothing wrong with
Stop
it.
Stop looking.
You have beautiful man-made knees.
I have 12-year-old boy knees right now.
Yeah.
Do we want to that is a different episode. That's for a cow. Anyway.
Emma did cowgirl on the carpet and got rug burned on her knees, and now she looks like a 12-year-old boy. And she said it was worth it.
I did say it was worth it. It was. I'd do it 10 times over.
Then you would have no knee. Your calcium buildup would not be an issue anymore.
I've been trying to tell a story for 10
Anyways,
minutes.
I'm just saying maybe do that first next time.
So to shave it down. Let me just grind this
do
out
it on
really
sandpaper.
Quick.
So, anyways, you were giving a blowjob in the shower.
I was giving a blowjob in the shower. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, water makes it easier to have a penis go in my mouth.
Preach, sister.
A fucking man, am I right?
I also held my thumb during the time.
Oh, I forgot to do the thumb. Mm-hmm.
So I'm a deep throat and honey.
Yeah, you are.
Not really.
But when it's
I still
like,
have a small mouth. Continue.
When it's on your face, you're focusing on more water than the fact that you could choke to death. Mm-hmm. So that was good. And that was relieving. Mm-hmm. So besides my knees, I had fun because it takes away from the fact that I don't love having a penis go down my throat.
Does anybody?
I mean, I would love to hear a story and I wish I could be you if you do. But I don't. I'm not obsessed.
I don't think they're delicious. I don't think they're.
It was really fun. I just want to be done quickly because I'm tired.
I love doing it for like 10 seconds because like, I feel proud of myself. Mm-hmm. Like I'm doing a good deed or something.
Like you're welcome.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I am such a
I
gift.
I just put it in my mouth.
From the heavens.
Heavenly gift to you.
But you need to go down on me for at least.
I mean, when they go down on you for an ungodly amount of time and I just like lick the tip, I feel like just a trash
but
bag.
There's nothing going in.
That's true. But I would argue they did some good work.
There's good. There's hard
there's
work
some
there
hard
too.
Work. There's hard work.
There's other issues, other barriers, concerns.
Correct.
But choking.
Yeah. Choking is worse. That could kill me. Mm-hmm. You can't die from just sticking your tongue out for too long.
No.
I can suffocate to death.
Who's risking their lives right now?
Us.
Us.
So I don't know. Are we doing God's work? Who's to say?
Or the devil's.
Or the devil's.
Would God really make me put that in my mouth?
God would never.
Would God let me choke?
Lucifer, on the other hand.
Lucy over here. Lucy Goosey.
Lucy Goosey would. So that was fun. I stayed down there as long as my knees would allow, which I think was fine. I did a fine job. But what I was very proud of was I took all of Ashley's fantastic hand job tips.
Yes, you did.
And I also gave a life-changing hand job. Multiple. And I don't care if my partner disagrees. I agree.
I believe
which
this.
I think you would.
Wholeheartedly.
I think you would. It was fantastic. Ashley, you need to listen to that episode because I took everything that woman said to heart and I performed.
Ashley Manta, life-changing hand jobs. Do it.
It was bananas. So the only slip up that I had was that I didn't have silicone-based lube.
Ah.
So when I stood back up, because I remembered hand jobs without lube are cruel and unusual punishment. Mm-hmm. I believe that to the day I die. Mm-hmm. I live by that. It's tattooed on me.
It's my only thing I live by.
It's my only thing I live by.
Some people have the Ten Commandments. I have one.
I only have one, and it's hand jobs without lube. Cool and unusual. So I had to keep reapplying, but it was really fun to do that in the shower. I also really liked being in the shower and standing because you have more eye contact, which is more intimate.
So were you making eye contact while you were giving the hand
job? I wasn't staring him in the eye, like, to his face.
But you were standing up as well.
I was standing up as well, facing him. Mm-hmm. Hands behind my back like a magician. Am I close?
Where is this?
Hong Kong. Is this thing on? You know? No, I was facing him. But then you can also make out, which I love, eye contact. You can like do kissing on the neck, you know, other stuff like that. That was really fun in the shower. And honestly, I think the most fun about shower sex, whatever you're doing, is that you're just not in a bed. I just really love being somewhere else. And that's what makes it very taboo and very fun and very like saucy. So
it's like a little messier.
It's messier. Totally. Mm-hmm. But it's like messy in a clean way because you're in the shower.
Exactly.
Like you said. And you mentioned that thing about everything is just water. I am what some would describe as a swamp monster when it comes to sweating. So I sweat walking in your front door today. To be fair, it's hot.
It is hot.
But I was sweating. So I also appreciated that because then my confidence goes up because I'm like, oh, this is water.
It's just water.
It's just water. Don't taste it. It's salty, but it's water.
We have a saltwater shower head here.
Saltwater shower head. So, and like you're getting clean, you know? So that just makes everything feel better. And then we switch to him going down on me.
Which was the money shot.
So he chose to sit down in the tub and
like ass on the floor.
Ass on the floor.
Okay. Fetal position.
Rocking back and forth,
you're
scared for his life.
Standing over top.
Towering like a giant would.
Laughing.
My land. I own all of this.
Everything the eye can see. Mine.
Correct.
Swamp monster norms. So,
that's actually our foreplay. Giant and the swamp monster.
That's beautiful.
Except I'm both.
Except, surprise.
Surprise, I'm both.
I'm both.
I can do a lot of good acting.
Multifaceted.
Yeah, sorry. So he sat down and then craned up, which for me felt fantastic because he was right there. I didn't have to like squat. His face was just in me. I again took the Captain Morgan stance.
I also took that stance. Sorry.
Okay.
You're totally right. Yeah.
Right? It's the best, most accessible. Because I don't want to like
squeeze in.
Just like squeeze my thighs. Anyway. So I didn't want to do that. So it actually felt, it was great. Like again, is it better outside of the shower because it's like more frictiony? You know, not everything is super slippery. Yes. But the taboo-ness like added to how much fun I was having. But I was concerned about his breathing because water and face in me.
Water from the shower head and your waters.
Holy waters. Holy
and
waters.
My holy
and
waters.
The shower waters. But then he asked if he could do it from behind. So that was really scary because what's behind you, Cass?
Your asshole.
Yes, correct. But me in the moment. And so with all of this, I'm very comfortable with who I was cunnilingusing with.
You could have said canoodling.
Well, I like cunnilingus. That's what we were doing. So that was scary because my butt was back there.
Yeah.
But he was like down. So went from behind.
So how does that work? Describe it.
So I was then facing the shower with my hands on the wall.
Okay. So you're a little bent over.
Little bent over. Little bent over, which means more visibility. I don't know if he opened his eyes. I never asked. I really hope not. But also his nose would have been close.
Yeah. You're in the shower. You're clean.
I was clean. I was clean and waxed. So it's fine.
Honestly.
Yeah. So that one, he did complain about his neck and breathing because it hurt.
So was he like facing the opposite direction that you were at that
point? So we were both facing the same direction then.
Okay.
So if I'm facing the wall, my butt is behind me, ideally. And then he's also facing the wall going behind me.
Damn. That is a neck workout.
Yes. So it's like butt first, and then he has to like get underneath. I have to bend over more to like
Was there
reach.
Any butt stuff?
Not in the shower.
Okay.
I obviously meant the shower, but I love your answer.
Not in the shower. Hey, that's where that stops. So that one I was just more in my head about because my butt was right there and I didn't know if he was necessarily getting access like to the spot he was searching for. And
did it feel like he was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, but I was a concern. So I wasn't really like in feeling too much because I was just thinking about him.
Yeah.
And so both positions he did complain about his neck.
Okay.
So I think kneeling maybe next time would be better.
Yeah.
Did Jürgen complain?
No, he didn't complain. He's not much of a complainer. Mm. In like to a fault though, I think, where like he would rather just stick it out. So I think it did help that I was like elevated.
Uh-huh.
Which wasn't necessarily safe.
Oh, Cass. Did you lift yourself up?
I told you, I was a soap. In the soap.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I mean, like, I have the handlebar in there, like, and okay, if I'm being totally honest, I actually was totally off the ground because one of my feet was on like the side of the tub and the other one was just like lifted up.
Hot but dangerous.
Hot but dangerous. That's how most
you.
People describe me.
And dangerous. Hot and dangerous. That's the first thing that popped into my mind.
When people meet me, they're like, oh.
She's hot and dangerous.
She's danger. Have voltage.
D-A-N-G-E-R.
Well, yeah, I actually knew somebody whose middle name was Danger, like legitimately.
That's upsetting.
God-given.
Parent-given. Yeah.
anyways, so I think, honestly, his neck didn't hurt too bad.
Okay.
But that was, again, because of the danger.
God, because of the danger.
But it was fun.
Good, good.
So do that at your own risk. I can't recommend it.
If you're a professional.
Yeah.
So that was kind of all I had within, like, shower sex. We also did some, like, bathtub stuff, not necessarily like anything sex wise,
just like anal,
just up my ass, and that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Nothing like sexual.
Nothing sexual. It was very like platonic. Yeah. I don't know why everyone's making a big deal.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. But that was really fun because we used like oils in the tub.
Ooh.
So we used like a lavender essential oil, and so that made things a little bit slipperier.
Ooh.
And so when we were in the tub, he was against the side that like slopes, you know?
Yes.
And then I was facing him, laying on top of him.
Okay.
And so.
So were you like a seal?
I was sealing it a little bit.
Okay.
I'm very short, so well, I'm not that short. I'm like very average
You're a 5'10".
I'm Just kidding. I wish I was 5'10".
I'm 5'11".
I'm a cool 6'4".
Not even that tall.
No, I'm 6. I'm 5'6". I'm 5'6". Yeah. So I was sealing it a little bit, but not in like an awkward way. Like it felt very fine and natural. And that was really fun. So like it's kind of, that was kind of more foreplay because like obviously you guys are like touching parts, touching bits, but you're not like putting any bits anywhere. And I would highly recommend bath. I hadn't taken a bath years. Like I don't remember the last time I did.
So and you're so dirty.
I shower. I wash my legs.
Baths are honestly
a little cringy.
A little cringy. I love a good bath.
Yeah.
For 3 minutes.
It was a good time.
That sounds, that kind of bath is not what I'm talking about. I've never had one of those kinds of baths.
You should try. Okay. With oils, and we had bubbles as well. But it was just a fun precursor because it was a lot of teasing, which felt good.
Yes.
And so I would highly recommend if shower sex feels unapproachable, then to do it just like take a bath or like relax.
Intimate bath time.
Because also another position we tried was kind of the position you described where he was sitting towards where the shower head is. I was on the opposite side and our legs were like crisscrossed over each other. And then that is like not touching your bits, but you're close and you're making eye contact. Like you guys can still see each other. So that was also really fun and like saucy. So it's like a lot of different options.
When you were in the shower,
So
not bath, because obviously there's, you said bubble bath, but when you're in the shower, did you get all soapy or anything? You did?
We did.
I did not. I didn't even like think about that.
Oh, really?
Until my mom mentioned it.
Okay. I want to hear about that. I didn't get soapy to go down on him, but we did like wash each other.
Okay.
In like a sudsy way.
Okay. You didn't wash hair, did you?
No.
Okay. Because that was something that we were also curious about. I like the idea of getting all soapy. So it wasn't in a weird way. I told my mom that we were doing a shower sex episode because she's a listener.
Yeah. Shout out Farrah.
And then she gave what I am now calling a hot mom tip. Like a hot tip.
I know,
my mom.
Hot mom tip. I love it.
And she was talking about getting all soapy, and she was like, you know what's really useful? When you have one of those dispensers that's like in a hotel.
Oh.
And she's like, it's just so easy, so fun. She was just very insistent that that is one of the best things
that
you could have.
I love that.
So I think that sounded really good. And then she was talking about the importance of non-slip mats and shower benches.
Oh, a shower bench would be fun. See, our showers are so small, though.
They're so small. So I think that that position that Jürgen and I did on a shower bench would be even more fun because it would be not like half in, half out of the shower and not as dangerous because when you're on the edge, that is dangerous. And maybe his fart would have just gone through the holes and I wouldn't have noticed. That was the worst.
That would have reverberated back at you, you're saying? Oh, my God. That is a hot mom tip. Those are good.
Yeah. I thought those were really good tips. I liked those a lot.
Overall, I say we still had some very great feedback from these experiences.
Yes, I would agree. I was honestly thinking about, like, why would I have shower sex? Because
exactly.
You know, overall, it was fun, but it wasn't an experience that I was like, yeah, if I'm in my home, I'm definitely going to head straight to the shower and do this. And so I was thinking about when it would be really fun. And I think it would be really fun on vacation.
Oh.
Like, how fucking fun would that be? Maybe if you're, especially if you're in a place with, like, a lot of other people. Like, if you're staying in a house with all of your friends, I think that would be a really, with whoever you want, I guess. That made it sound like I was bringing all
everyone into the shower. Get in now.
I just think those kinds of scenarios when maybe it's like a little kinkier or like you feel like it needs to be a little bit more secret would be so hot and so fun.
I had sex once in a sauna.
Ooh,
a home sauna, not like a
really
gym.
Sweaty.
But it
the
but like,
YMCA. So,
I had sex at a YMCA. And boy, let me tell you about it.
The thrill.
I got athlete's foot. I got sweaty and disgusting. Old men walked in. No, I had sex in a home sauna. I was house sitting. And so we had the shower running and we turned on the sauna. So mm-hmm. like even if I was sweating, it mm-hmm. kind of could be passed as like the shower.
It could be steam.
It could be steam. But that was really fun. That's mm-hmm. when I would have sauna sex, because that is like you can use lube without worrying about it running off. And yeah. it's like hot and steamy. And that was really fun.
Because there's something when you add in the elements. I mean the it elements. Seriously. It does feel more like primal and wild. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that's uh-huh. what shower sex I feel like adds. It's yeah. like it's not really where you go when you want to have like a long intimate session.
No.
Because you are going to prune. Going and to you're going to get uncomfortable. Yeah. And your water bill is going to be through the roof.
Through the roof. It feels more like you would do it when it's I have to have you. Mm-hmm. When like, oh, yes. maybe it's more convenient to shower together, so we're going to. Mm-hmm. But then in that moment, it's like, God, I got to have you.
Exactly.
That's kind of the energy that you would need. You wouldn't hop in to have shower sex.
No. You don't like plan shower sex.
No. And I totally agree with you. It has to be more of like this primal mm-hmm.
Because I also think in that primal state, you're more willing to work through issues as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kind of like roll off. Because
you're like,
back.
I have to fuck you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to figure out how to do it.
I'll figure it out.
So yeah, I think shower sex has a time and a place. Is it daily? Yeah. Not for me.
No, not for this gal.
This was a topic that we have been wanting to talk about for so long. And I feel like there's not enough information out there. And mm-hmm. so I was excited to share our experiences, to learn, to fuck mm-hmm. up, yep. to have weird, uncomfortable, troll-like situations.
Yes, 100%.
So that maybe you don't have to.
Yes, he was a troll under my mm-hmm. bridge. Mm-hmm. And sexy, right?
We were all trolls.
We were all trolls. Yeah. So I hope you guys try is all I can say.
And remember that it doesn't have to be perfect.
No, it fucking doesn't. It's more fun when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.